All right, our next guest here on the Rip City Drive played his college ball at Oregon and now is in his third season as an assistant coach for the Ducks, as hitting coach, also works with the catchers, and is serving as the team's recruiting coordinator. He's going to be speaking this weekend at the Northwest Baseball Coaches Association Convention, which is going to be at the Sheraton Hotel by the Portland Airport. It's my pleasure to welcome Jack Martyr to the show. Hey, Jack, thanks for the time. It's great to have you on.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be on here.
All right, you got to be real with me for a moment. You're a Rams fan. I'm surprised you're still around to talk with me today after what your team went through, blowing a 27-3 lead, fumbled it four times, and yet found a way under a minute with no timeouts to get the field goal. That was insane.
I'm a diehard Rams fan, have been ever since I grew up. Obviously, they were in L.A. prior to moving to St. Louis and then came back. And so it started with my father. Obviously, he was a big Rams fan. And then my best friend growing up, who I played Little League with, happened to be a Rams fan. And so every Sunday or, you know, the occasional Monday, it was Rams football when we weren't playing baseball. So, yeah, going back to the game this last weekend, we had a camp that was going on prior. You know, I of course, had the game on a little bit during camp just to get the scores, and we were rolling. And then it felt like right when I came back in, when camp was done, is when it started going south. And I was making the joke that I was certainly having an ulcer during the end of that game, and then screamed at the top of my lungs when we fumbled the ball, and then certainly when they scored, and then obviously when Matty Ice, Stafford, made those great plays. Certainly to Cooper down the stretch, and we pulled away with it. So I was pretty happy.
I wanted to ask you, how cool is it to have a Martyr family affair in Eugene with you on staff with the baseball team and now your sister Sam on staff, an associate head coach with the softball team? You two, from my understanding, have been connected at the hip from the day that you guys were born. So what's it like to have that now in Eugene with you two there? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, for me, other than her just being my sister and just having, you know, your big sister around and all that, it's just, she's one of my best friends and we like talking hitting and, but you just have that support system that's here. You know, a lot of times in coaching, it can get lonely, when you're out in the summers and recruiting and you come back home and you got more recruiting calls and you're trying to balance that with relationships and all that. And when you come back home, you have, you know, for me right now, I got my sister that's staying in the house and, it's awesome. You know, to be honest with you, we're not talking probably as much hitting as you'd think. We are doing it certainly occasionally, but it's really just kind of having that support when you need it that you can. And for me, it's balancing off drills and ideas and technology and all that. But regardless of the fact that she's a coach, I just love having her around because I look up to her so much as a person.
You know, Jack, I don't know when you started to develop an itch for coaching, but I'm wondering how much of an influence did George Horton have on you to the point where maybe as you're around him, and of course he's, you know, one of the all-time greats, that maybe you didn't even realize it, but being around him maybe had an influence on you and started to, you know, impact your desire to be a coach.
You know, I've been around the game for forever and have always wanted to do that. I would say Coach Horton solidified it for me. It was, hey, when I'm done playing, I want to be like him. I mean, he made such an unbelievable impact, not just on myself, but everyone around. And I just thought he was brilliant. I enjoyed being around people that were that brilliant in anything that they were doing, whether it's baseball or, you know, it could be anything for me. And so I thought he was just the person that made me feel comfortable, to be honest with you, that I thought that way, you know, about the game and was super analytical and cerebral about it. And he had said he went through the same stuff, right? Overthinking the game at times and trying to play chess with the game within the game stuff and all that. And so, you know, ultimately he inspired me to feel comfortable with loving coaching and loving the game of baseball and being obsessed about it and wanting to get better and all those things. And so I owe him a lot of, more so than just teaching me, you know, obviously all the nuances and intricacies of the details within the game, but just making me feel like I was normal to be like that, you know, and that when I was done playing that I had a path to do something that I could turn into a living.
That's really cool. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on that. We're talking with Ducks assistant Jack Martyr here on the Rip City Drive. Now, last year, one of the best seasons in Ducks history, 39-16, second in the Pac-12, but a number of experienced guys are now gone. Guys like Aaron Zavala, Kenyon Jovan, Gabe Matthews, Robert Alstrom, Colin Kafka. I mean, that's like 34 home runs and 130 RBIs. So how does the roster look today as you guys prepare for February 18th?
When you lose those players, other than just their abilities on the field, is their impact that they make even in the locker room, right, of helping other players get better. And, you know, I describe it as, when your team's not going good, you know, you still have guys that can change a game with just themselves on the field, right? They can almost make the game stop and revolve around them. And we had, you know, certainly guys like that on the offensive side, and, you know, with Robbie and Colin on the pitching side, absolutely we're losing a lot. But that being said, we have some pretty good pieces that are coming back and new pieces that are coming in that I think can, can help bridge the gap, so to speak. You know, I think that we have a little bit more of a stretched lineup. We have more depth on our bench for sure. And it makes it more competitive. I think that our group is growing and we're getting better. And so for me, we got to keep developing players. You know, Gavin Grant's getting better. We got Josh Kasovich that's gotten a lot better. And we have all these other pieces, not to say that I'm missing anybody that's there, but the incoming pieces and Brendan Malone and Will Riley and Drew Cowley will make impacts in our lineup and so on and so forth, to where, you know, Sam Davidsky's gotten better. All those guys have improved, along with some of the young freshmen. You know, Jacob Walsh is going to be a really good player. And so I think we'll be okay. It'll just be different.
We're talking with Ducks assistant Jack Marter here on the Rip City Drive. You know, this weekend at the NWBCA convention, it gives you a chance to talk with a number of coaches. I'm wondering, how do you enjoy the process of getting together with different coaches, you know, across the country on the West Coast, where you can talk about your different processes, sharing ideas, and you know, they can learn from you and you can also learn from them. How do you enjoy that?
It's awesome. I mean, for us, that's what it's all about. You know, as coaches, if we think that we figured it out, I mean, you probably have the wrong kind of person. You know, I've certainly have evolved every single year. I was on an hour and a half phone call the other day with Dan Huefner, who I respect as being a great hitting coach that's out in Texas. You know, I had a great call with Jay Johnson the other day about a hitting deal that I was going over and what I want to do to get better. And, you know, and so we bounce ideas off each other all the time. I've stolen something from every coach in this conference, you know, and for us to get together and collaborate and hear ideas and all that, I just want to be able to make an impact on the Northwest high school coaches and really give them my viewpoint on how we can help our players get better and kind of bridge that gap between high school and college and just train them to get better. I mean, you know, the reasons why we're doing is to help these players and help them achieve what they want to achieve. You know, we're living vicariously through them. My time is done as a player. I love the fact that I get to do what I get to do. And I want to earn the right to be a coach at the University of Oregon every single year.
Yeah, I got two more questions for you. I read a great piece that Rob Mosley put out on you and your sister, and I learned that when you were young, like a lot of kids, you were great at emulating different swings that you would see on TV from different players. And we all had that guy that we loved to emulate when we were younger. My favorite swing, and it was usually a left-hander, but I always thought Will Clark was amazing with the Giants. Who were one of those guys that you loved emulating their swing because you thought it was beautiful?
I saw a baseball card and I looked at their staff and they said, hey, this guy named Tony Gwynn hit, you know, 350 this year and, you know, only had 20 strikeouts. Let me see what he does and try to do a right-handed version of that. Let me look at Edgar Martinez and do what he does. And then I'd read about, you know, what he did with his eye training. And then let me learn how to bunt like Brett Butler. And then let me learn how to pine up my bat like Craig Biggio. And I grew up obviously as a Dodger fan, being in LA, so obviously I could go up and down the lineup from Raul Mondesi to Eric Carroll's to Todd Hollingsworth to Chad Fonville. I don't care who it was. Oh, I was awesome. Doing them all. My favorite player was Craig Biggio when I watched him, just because I was more of a little tyke. I loved pine tar. I had a pine tar station in my room in the corner, you know, and all that. And so I could do his swing like you wouldn't believe. You know, everyone obviously emulated Griffey because it was awesome, but you know, I wish I could have switched hit. I would get too aggravated that I couldn't be the lefty version. You know, I know I'm not giving you a name, but
Gave me several. I felt like that's awesome. Did everyone. Final question for you, Jack. We're talking with Jack Marter, assistant with the Ducks. All right, Rams have lost six straight to Shanahan. Who wins on Sunday and why? How's it going to go down?
I think that the Rams are going to find a way to flip the story in the script with saying, hey, we're playing with house money. People are picking the Niners to win this game because we haven't beaten these guys. And find a way to make that a pressure field deal. The Rams are obviously going to win, because if I didn't choose the Rams, then I wouldn't be a real fan. So I like looking at the spreads and the points. I think it's like a 46.5 over under with a 3.5 point spread. So you're talking about a 24 to 21 game, right? If that's under and under the spread. So I'm going to say it's going to be something like that.
That's awesome. All right. He's in his third year on the staff with Coach Wozniakowski at Oregon. It's Jack Martyr here on the Rip City Drive. He'll be speaking at the NWBCA convention this coming weekend at the Sheraton Hotel next to PDX. Hey, Jack, appreciate the time, man. Love your story. Keep being you and impacting the lives of these kids, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate you. And you know, anytime I can get on your show, I'd love to be able to do it. And I can't wait to speak at this convention this week, and I get an opportunity to talk about hitting. So I'm looking forward to doing that.